The Tennessee Star Gill Report with Steve Gill.
Does it make me a bad person that I like seeing the ratings absolutely crater for CNN when they engage in their left-wing propaganda on a constant basis, and their ratings are, you know, slipping them behind the cooking channel on cable? Of course, you know, having their host out standing in ditches trying to make the floodwaters look worse show that they'll even lie about weather. So why should we be surprised when they lie about politics or business or anything else that comes along? And then, you know, you've had the NFL with their Monday Night Football ratings reaching a new low. This the second week of Monday Night Football, some of the lowest ratings they've ever seen. As again, the Nike Football League continuing to push viewers and supporters out of the stands and now away from television as well. I mean, every time you watch or even flip through an NFL game these days, look at the stands. See all those empty seats. It's not just the problem of whether ticket sales are lagging. If people aren't at the games, they're not buying beer. They're not buying Cokes. They're not buying tacos and pretzels and all the other stuff that you spend a fortune on if you go to an NFL game. They're not making that money. And the sad thing is that hurts the regular working moms and pops that are working those concession stands or are supplying the pretzels and nachos and other items that people eat, the hot dogs and stuff. The small business guys are getting hurt because the NFL owners have decided to just slap their fans in the face, put their political agenda ahead of their bottom line. And I love seeing their bottom line suffer. I'm sorry it hurts real working people, but that's the only way some of these big corporations will learn a lesson. And we're also seeing it with the big award shows. An Emmy catastrophe as ratings cratered 10% to a new all-time low of people not tuning in to watch the Emmy Awards. And again, it was a political show. You had various celebrities popping up, you know, taking their shots at Trump and taking their shots at Christians. You had a couple of hosts that I don't even know who these guys are make a crack about the fact that only people who thank Jesus are crackheads and Republicans. Yeah, take a shot at Christians. Did they also take a shot at Muhammad and maybe the mosque that he would visit if he came back to Earth? It's interesting. All these brave comedians are never willing to take on Islam. But, man, they'll launch their cheap shots at Christians and Jesus every day, all the time. But viewers are paying attention and tuning them out. And I love that best of all. I'm Steve Gill. We're back tomorrow.